turn the clocks up on Saturday morning, not Sunday morning. All right? Amen. But there's something about the change. There's the change of seasons, that things change. And I believe one of the things that the Father wants to get in our hearts and lives this morning is you know, the Bible says without vision in Proverbs 29:18, the people perish. In other words, God wants you and I to catch a vision for our lives. Amen. In this road of life, there's things that take place. You're going to have your mountain experiences, but you're also going to have your valleys. And you're going to have times when you have curves, and sometimes there's potholes. And sometimes, you know, there's things that come in our way that try to dissuade us or to try to bring us down or to discourage us. Amen. Once in a while, the devil every once in a while will try to jam you up. Amen. And he does that quite often. And when I'm reading this and I see what the Apostle Paul was saying and getting a picture of seeing past where you're at to where you're going. There was a profound word that was just spoken about having a revelation and understanding about what Jesus has already done. Everything was complete when Jesus said it was finished. It was done. It was complete. And it's just important for you and I to learn to enter into the finished work. So many times we're going around trying to accomplish and trying to work to do what Christ has already done for us. Amen. And while sometimes we wear ourselves up, we beat ourselves up, we tear ourselves down. But he says, hey, look at me. I'm the glory and I'm the lifter of your head. I'm the one that called you. I'm the one that anointed you. I'm the one that appointed you for such a time as now. Amen. Amen. In other words, God wants you to catch a fresh vision for yourself. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 8, he said, we are troubled on every side. Can anybody relate? Yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. Ye also believe, and therefore speak. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And this is where I want to focus our attention today. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal or temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The title of this morning's message is 2020 Vision. And so many times we get nearsighted. We only see what's in front of our face. Sometimes people are farsighted. They can see far off, but they miss what's right in front of them. And God wants us to be clear-sighted. Clear-sighted. And how we are clear-sighted is through the eyes of faith.
Amen.
Amen. Looking through the eyes of Christ, not from our eyes, but through his eyes. So there's three things I want to share with you today out of this text. We're going to look at our spiritual sight, spiritual shifting, and spiritual stability. Amen. Sight, shifting, and stability. Let's lift the word up and let's see what the Lord wants to do today. Amen. Let's make a declaration in the house. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do in me today. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And Lord, I'm grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. And again, Father, I ask you to speak to me today. Father, any plans, anything that I may have, may they get out of your way and let you take control. Father, my vessel belongs to you. Speak to me, Father God. May the words that come out of my mouth bring life to the hearers in this room. We bind every work of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare, we decree, who the Son has made free is free indeed. So we give you praise and we give you glory for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all you're yet to do. And we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. You know, I was thinking about that so many times that in our vision and what we see, you know, it's just like in my eyes, see, I can't see close up, but I can see far away in my vision. But when I put on my glasses of faith, and I can see clearly, I can see far and I can see close because I am wise enough to get bifocals. Hello? And bifocals didn't make me any older. They made me wiser. So I could see further and see closer. And God wants to give you and I some spiritual bifocals. Amen? He wants us to see things clearly. So first, you know, when I was thinking about spiritual sight, and I was thinking about being nearsighted, okay? Just being nearsighted, only seeing what's in front of you. The Lord took me to 2 Kings. So go with me to 2 Kings chapter 6. It's a perfect account to illustrate this. The armies of Syria is coming up against, and they've come for Elijah. Because Elijah wasn't agreeing. He was turning things around for them, and Israel was getting favor, and they found out the favor to Israel was coming from the prophet Elijah, because the prophet Elijah was speaking from God. Amen? And in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse number 16, we'll start at 15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone out, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And the servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? In other words, this servant was nearsighted, okay? He wasn't seeing with his spiritual eyes. He was only looking with his natural eyes. And then verse 16 says, he answered, fear, and Elijah answered and said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with him. In other words, in the natural, they were outnumbered. Amen? But the prophet Elijah is going to speak from God to the Lord to open the eyes of his servant that he may see through the eyes of the Lord. Okay? In other words, he's going to get some spiritual sight. And all of a sudden in verse number 17, Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened his eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. What the Father wants you and I to understand with our spiritual sight, when things are looking so bad, we got to look past the natural through the eyes of the Lord, through the eyes of faith, and we got to see the answer. If we cannot see the answer will not manifest itself. In other words, if we magnify the problem bigger than the answer, we're not looking through the eyes of faith. We're looking through the eyes of flesh. Because my word says, my God can do all things. And we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. So no matter what it seems like, no matter what it looks like, God wants us to see clearly through the Spirit of God. Amen. Matter of fact, Jesus said in Matthew 5:8, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. In other words, as we're seeking him, there was a word that went forth that talked about purity. We're sanctified. Our sanctification is a process that takes our entire lifetime. We go from glory to glory. We're being processed. We're being purified. We're being changed. We're being transformed into the image of the one that called us. Amen. But he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. In other words, God wants us to get a clear vision and see clearly the one we serve. Turn with me to Isaiah 29. Verse number 18. The prophet Isaiah is prophesying here. He says, in the day and that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. In other words, there's a spiritual opening. There's a spiritual revealing. The eyes are being opened in the spirit realm. He's prophesying this. But then all of a sudden, Jesus in Matthew chapter 11 brings it to the natural realm. In Matthew chapter 11, where Jesus said in verse number 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. In other words, even as the word of prophecy and the spiritual vision was seen, as it was seen and it was spoken, it became. As it was seen and it was spoken, it became. In other words, if you can't get a vision for something, most likely you're not going to catch it. You're not going to catch it in the spirit. God wants the eyes of our understanding being enlightened by him. Amen? That he's going to do everything that he said he's going to do. There's not one word that will fall to the ground that he will not accomplish everything he said he was going to do. So when we just read, he's going to give the blind sight, the deaf ears are going to be opened, the sick are going to be healed, the dead are going to be raised up. Amen. The brokenhearted are going to be healed. Amen. He's come to heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free. Amen. In other words, God says, without vision, my people perish. In other words, I just got to have faith. I've got to see it through the eyes of the Spirit. I can't walk towards something I can't see. Hello? And God says it's not in your natural eyes, because in your natural eyes, you're going to see the roadblocks. Hello? And there's many roadblocks formed against you, because God has great plans in your life. If God didn't have such great plans in your life, why do you think all these roadblocks wouldn't come up? How? Why do you think the adversary is so... The adversary is truly worried about you. He's worried about the effect that you'll have on others. Amen. If it's just about you, he don't care. But when you start opening up the eyes of your understanding and enlightening other people, all of a sudden, it becomes contagious. Amen. The Holy Ghost is contagious. Let me tell you that. Amen. Amen. It's something that's caught. It's not, we teach it, it's taught, but it has to be caught. Amen. In other words, God wants us to catch something here today. God is saying something, even in the shifting of time, even as the time is shifting today and we're springing into a new season this year, God wants you to understand there's a shifting that's taking place in the heavenlies. And God wants us to see through our spiritual eyes, because our natural eyes are going to defeat us. I want you to understand our natural eyes are going to defeat us, because the adversary wants us to see the obstacle, not the answer. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I bind this infection right now in Jesus' name. I bind this bacteria in her throat area, Father God, in her sinuses, Father God. I bind this infection by the power of Jesus' blood. I declare it healed in the name of Jesus. Bacteria, you have no right in this body. So I bind you, I call you loose from her body in Jesus' name. And Lord, I speak strength through her in the name of Jesus. I speak that soothing balm of Gilead, Father God, to soothe her throat area, Father God. Take away this irritation and this tickle, Father God, in Jesus' name. I speak to her sinus tract, Father God. I speak to this bacteria in her sinus tract. I call that bound and her delivered and healed from that in Jesus' name. For who the Son is made free is free indeed. And she's free to this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hey, this is the hospital. Amen. Hebrews 11, verse number 24. It says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. In other words, Moses not only heard the voice of God in the burning bush, but by faith Moses through the Spirit saw him. He saw him in the spirit. So God is saying to us first, hey, we have to have spiritual sight. Spiritual sight. Because in life, you're going to go through times of shifting. You're going to go through times of shifting. We're going to go through, he says in the word, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all, that we're going to go through some things in this life. And just like Moses and the writer of Hebrews says in the faith chapter, that Moses chose to suffer affliction than to enjoy sin for a season. Amen. You have to understand something. This guy was born into Pharaoh's house. That means that he could have anything of this world that this world had to offer. But he chose rather to serve the one that called him out of darkness into his marvelous light.
That's true.
Amen. So he is seeing things. He is seeing things through his spiritual eyes. And then all of a sudden we have a spiritual shifting. Turn with me to Psalms 102. Verse 25. The psalmist says, of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years have no end. The children of thy servant shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. In other words, what the psalmist is saying is there's one thing that's steady. There's one thing that we can rely on is God. Amen. We can depend and rely on the Word of God. This is it. When things are shifting, sometimes we're not to get shifted with them. I was reading this article the other day about some people coming together and they're attempting to write the New Testament. Yeah. All right. There ain't no New Testament. I'm just saying. Instead of shifting with the world, there's things when things shift in this world, God is saying, hey, we stay steady. Amen? Amen? There's a lot of waves that are going around the world right now. And when I looked at this, and I was looking at shifting and thinking about things changing, and things are constantly changing. But he says, but I remain the same. Amen. No matter what's shifting, no matter what's taking place in your life, there's something that's we can have that's steady, that's stable. Look with me in Daniel chapter 2. And I was looking at this when we're looking at shifting, spiritual shifting. In verse 21, he says, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. He revealeth things. God is in the midst of revealing things, of showing things in the spirit realm. As we see it in the spiritual realm, when things are shifting, we're shifting with him. We're shifting. There's seasons shifting. There's things that are shifting in the heavenlies right now. Before the consummation of all things, there's things that are shifting even in the spirit realm in the heavenlies. There's a shifting taking place. God says for us not to be moved with the shift, because he's shifting some things out of our way. In other words, things that have been blocking. There's been blockades and there's been roadblocks, and he's getting ready to shift. And he's shifting the heavenlies, and there's going to be an opening, amen, and that's when this glory pours, and that's where it's flowing. It begins here, we're here, but there's everything's taking place above us, amen. And I want you to understand, according to the word of God, things shift in the heavenlies before they shift on earth. Things shift in the spirit before they shift in the natural. In other words, things always happen, amen, in the spirit before they're manifested in the flesh. Amen. So in other words, if we're spiritually seeing things and we're having the sight of our spiritual sight, we're seeing through the eyes of God, when these things are shifting, there's things that we shift with and there's other things that we don't. Amen. That we don't move with every wave. I don't know if you're a surfer. If you're a surfer, if you know anything about a surfer is going to wait for the good wave. Amen. And there's all kinds of waves that'll come in. But there's a tsunami wave, or that's gonna tsunami, yes. What I say, tsunami. Tsunami wave that's gonna carry, it's gonna be a big wave. And that's the wave at the last days. Amen. That's that wave that's coming that I really believe in the spirit that we're approaching. Amen. So he tells us in Colossians chapter 1. Rather you know this or not, this is an encouraging word for you. Hallelujah. In other words, whatever it's looking like in the natural, you've got to see through the eyes of the Lord, through the eyes of faith. Amen. As we see through the eyes of faith, even though things are shifting around us, amen, he says in Colossians 1:26, even the mystery which have been hid from ages and from generations, but is now made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Amen. And in other words, there's nothing hidden that God isn't going to reveal. I think it's amazing how things in even in the word are layered, and he removes layers and he reveals. He unseals and he reveals. Amen. Now, you may think, well, Pastor, you speak about spiritual things a whole lot because that's where we're at. Amen. That's where we're at. And don't mix and mess your head up thinking the spiritual things have anything to do with palm readers and such. Okay, that's darkness. That's not light. Amen. We're talking about the mysteries of the gospel that's being revealed and unveiled for you and I. Amen. But he says, with this spiritual sight, there's a spiritual shifting that is taking place. But he says that it's important for us to have spiritual stability. Spiritual stability. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 27. We'll start verse 25. See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaking, as of the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. In other words, when there's things that are shifting, and with spiritual sight, we see that there's things that are shifting. We're moving with him. In him we live and move and have our being. We're not stagnant. We're not stopped up. We're a moving church. We're not a dead church. We're not dead. We're alive and well. We're alive in Christ Jesus. So as we see through our spiritual sight, and with the spiritual shifting, he says, we have a solid foundation. We have stability. Amen. Even when things that are shaken, when things that are being shaken around you, a lot of times God is trying to shake something off. Hello? And when your whole world begins to shake, all of a sudden, God is doing something, because he said to you and I that he would never leave us, that he would never forsake us, that he would always be there. He would be close as the call of his name. So in other words, we don't give the adversary any credit when shaking's going on around us. Amen. Because God will never allow more to be on us than we could bear. Amen. Amen. He'll never give you more than you can handle. That doesn't mean that sometimes we don't take more than belongs to us, but he is saying, I will never put more on you than you can bear. So none of this, God, why'd you do this to me? Maybe we ought to change our mindsets and recognize it isn't God that's doing it to us. It's we that are doing it to ourselves. Amen. In other words, when God says something, when it doesn't feel good, and I don't do it, I can't blame him on the response or what takes place. He gave us a will. And a lot of things we got, and a lot of the situations we're in, is we opened the door ourselves. God didn't bring it on you. But what did he say? I am here for you. Listen. You know, in all the confusion in the world, his voice is clear. Amen. His voice is clear. Sometimes we just need to slow down and wait. He says, wait upon the Lord. Yea, I say, wait. Well, I gave him 5 minutes. Amen. You know, he always reminds me of that his time is like our time. The year to the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. A day to the Lord is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years like a day. Can you imagine like that? We seem like we've been waiting for 10 years, and in the space of time, it's been 10 minutes. Amen. He wants us to have stability in the midst of the storm. Turn me to 1 John chapter 2. Verse 15. The Word of God says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. And in other words, we say a model prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, it's happening in the heavens. We get a line on the earth. Amen. Amen. I want you to understand, on Christ the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And in this time with this shifting that's taking place in the world in which we live in, that we have a solid foundation. We have a solid foundation. Our foundation is in Christ Jesus. We have a solid foundation. Don't let the adversary steal your joy. Don't let the adversary steal your peace. Don't let the adversary steal your health. Don't let the adversary steal your wealth. You have solid foundation. You have solid ground. You have solid ground. He said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He did not say he shall supply all your want. He didn't say that he would fill up your flesh. He said, I'll supply your need according to my riches and glory. And who? And Christ Jesus. And Christ the solid rock. And Christ the solid rock. And Christ the solid rock. Hey, there's all kinds of things that's coming to the world. There's great division even in the body of Christ right now. The body of Christ is biting one another. They're fighting one another. The adversary is having a heyday. And God says, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I've called you all my children through my son, Jesus Christ. I gave my son for you, and I don't love you more than I love the other, and I don't love the other more than I love you. I love each and every one of you. I love you so much, I want to show you when you're going the wrong direction. I love you so much, I want to correct you when you're wrong. I love you so much, I want to help you. I want to be with you. I want to comfort you. I want to strengthen you. I want to be your very present help in time of need. Sometimes we look over here and we look over there and we look over here and we look over there, and then we finally come to the one that has the answer. But God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. And in this time that we're living in and all this shifting, God wants you and I to know that we have some stability. Amen. In other words, he is stable, which makes me able. Amen. I'm a poet, and I didn't know it. Huh? I'm not a very good poet. Thanks, Dusty. Thank you for that edifying word you gave me there, brother. Turn to 1 Peter 1 in closing. First Peter 1, verse number 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This is our stability. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. Jesus. Just as Milton said. Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. And what God is saying to you and I, simply in closing today, He wants us to see through the eyes of the Spirit, which is the eyes of faith. Faith being the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Just like with that servant of Elijah's, he saw the Syrian army, and they were surrounded in the natural. But the unseen was the spiritual, the chariots and the horses of fire that surrounded them. There was a great vast and a great army. God wants you and I to understand in spiritual sight. As we're seeing through the eyes of faith, as we're seeing through the eyes of the Lord, you're going to go through some shifting. I wish I could say to you that the world's going to slow down so we can catch up, but it's not. Things are moving and they're happening very quickly. And there's a great amount of confusion all around the world. And God says He is not the author of confusion. So we see that He's not the author of what's taking place around the world. But He is the God of order. He does everything decently, and He does it in order. And He is the one thing that will bring stability into every storm, to everything you may go through in your life. He is the answer.